Welcome to the Heroes Wanted podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the Heroes Wanted podcast. This is Ken Robinson, your GM here. I am really excited to bring you this episode. I think we did a little better getting cohesive as a group. Again, this is all still kind of new to us, so there's some growing pains. And I'm still learning editing, so bear with me. There should just be constant improvements from this point on. And there's really not too much to say. Everyone's having a great time. The second episode was a blast. And without further ado, I'll bring it right to you.
Last time on the Heroes Wanted podcast, our heroes arrive at the Breach Hill Town Council Hall for the monthly Call for Heroes, ready to apply for any petitions that the townsfolk have ready for them. However, not all is as it seems, for when the first petition is offered, a fire bursts out and the heroes are forced to choose what to do, save their lives or save the town.
Hello, everybody. Kenny Robinson here, Game Master of the Heroes Wanted podcast, and we're ready to go underway for our second session. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Doing pretty well, yeah.
I'm fine.
All right, a little better than last time, you know.
Still not fine.
Still not quite good this week. Lack of sleep, actually. Nah, it worked.
Just wanted to start off here. Obviously, we're playing the Age of Ashes adventure path. So did anyone see a giant fire coming in the first session?
Actually, no. I had not really much of a good idea of what that really alluded to. Is there just a meteor that's going to come down?
I believe
a dragon's going to just raise the
town. I don't think it's a dragon. I'm guessing demons, meteors, things of that nature.
Okay. Well, on the front cover of the core rulebook, there is a big old red dragon just messing up a town.
So. Yeah, but that's the core rulebook. The Age of Ashes one has similar things. But so what we are looking at,
oh dear,
is a town council filled with spectators. You have the 5 council members on their dais. Would you like to do it? I know you held back last time.
Nah, I'm all right. I passed my will save.
These okay. Council members, they're on the dais?
They are on the dais.
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 Oh. On the dais.
There were roughly 40 people in attendance for this Call for Heroes. And as soon as this fire breaks out, people start flipping out. And that whole middle section you see on the map is rough terrain as the townsfolk scatter and start tossing benches around and falling all over each other.
They're just picking up whole benches?
They're just knocking them over, man.
Wait.
That's what I would do.
Hey, my uncle worked really hard on those.
They're wooden benches?
They're wooden benches? Yeah. What?
Very
wooden benches.
Very flammable wooden benches.
See, this is why you need to make everything out of stone.
I know.
We told them.
Gwenog, you really need to make sure that your Uncle Rorsk doesn't perish in this fire, because I am putting little skulls next to people's the names of NPCs.
Say that kind of stuff like closer to the mic.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, you know,
is
we pick you up.
Close enough?
Well, now okay. You sound like Nass, and that's unnecessary.
You got closer. And then
there are 2 of us now.
Also, if you kill my uncle, I'll slash your
tongue. Oh, no, I'm not saying I'll kill him. I mean, the fire might.
Listen, aren't you supposed to be a paladin?
I'm not a paladin.
And
don't kill my uncle.
No, it's not. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like, I already put a skull next to your father's name.
Because you've already killed him?
No.
Like, that's not actually him?
Was it you that killed my father?
He was the one who raided your village.
I think I was, like, 4.
My name is Gwenog Blacktusk. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Meanwhile, in Galarian.
Situation at hand.
We will start with a fire. If I could have a fire, that would be absolutely awesome.
Because this fire's not going to start itself.
Magic.
But the fire we see is not the fire in front of us. There is a village burning. Small huts are ablaze. Sounds of frightened townsfolk fleeing. And you hear the clash of metal, the chink of armor as knights bear down on a tribe of orcs. In this village, we see
just bloodshed. These orcs were practically peaceful, and you can tell by how little resistance they're putting up. And we see one section of this village where the knights have yet to get to. A human woman stands huddled with an orc male. The woman holds a small babe in her arms, and the man speaks.
Listen, Shay, you have to get out of here. Those knights don't care that you're a human. They'll see you here, and they'll slaughter you and the child both.
And she looks up at the orc man, tears streaming down her face.
But the life we've built together here, it's been great.
They don't care about that. Take the others and run. Breach Hill is just a few days' march. Lead them there. They will take you in. I'll hold them back.
And Shay grabs the orc's arm and tries to stop him, but he pulls away. And he charges into the midst of the battle. And reflected in the infant's eyes, we see fire. Fire burning. And then we find ourselves back in the council chamber. Fire streaming out of that western door, smoke filling the room, pandemonium as the spectators start to freak out and knock over all of the benches. And I need everyone to roll initiative. Because this is about to get real.
I feel kind of bad, you know, talking about your dead father already.
Yeah, it's weird.
That was a great start to this
campaign. Yeah, then he got brought up. That was super uncool.
Yeah, Kenny, what do you like?
Hey, I'd like to take a moment for everybody to appreciate that I rolled the first natural one of the campaign.
Oh!
Can I get a round of applause for that natural one?
Oh. Are there critical failures for initiative? Like, you just totally miss your first turn?
I think initiative is one of the few things that does not have a critical success or fail conditioner. Not conditioner. That's for your hair.
Well, I feel like a critical failure, so.
So what is your total, even with critical failure? It will be your perception.
Yeah, that's a thing I have.
That's on there somewhere.
7.
Oh, that's my good. Total.
Doreen?
17.
And Naz?
21.
21. Okay.
So both critically out initiative.
If you all want to take a moment and talk about what your characters are thinking about while I make this initiative order, that'd be lovely.
Okay. Doreen's first thoughts are to where this fire might have come from. Because we need to make sure to get them away from it out the safest possible avenue.
How many exits and entrances to this room that we're in do we have?
So the primary door is the one to the south. And I'm sorry to both Kayla and David, but it's oriented to me because I feel like it. So to the north you have an entrance into like the council person's chambers. And to the west you have like the... you know, heart and soul of the council hall, which is where they file all the paperwork and do all the administrative business. So the only real exit is that door to the south.
Well, then let's get everybody to the south over there.
Okay.
Isn't that where someone came in, though? Busted
no,
through?
No. Someone busted through the western door.
Oh, wow.
Saying, there's a fire, run.
Okay.
And following behind him, there is, in fact, a fire. So the green D6s I have pulled out will represent fire.
Oh.
It's obviously a magical and really twisted green flame.
Yeah.
Wait, is it actually green? Or is
no,
it...
it's a normal.
Okay, because I wanted to... That's a kind of an important detail.
Yeah.
He didn't have any red D6 available.
Right. I just had green D6s, and so that's what we're using.
Okay.
And so at the start of initiative, the fire spreads. And it's important to note that if you are near the fire or in the fire, you will take fire damage. I know. Shocker.
Wait, shocking damage or fire damage?
Fire damage.
How near can we get?
If you are within 5 feet of the fire, you will be taking damage at the start of your turn.
Is there a way to combat said fire, or is it just get away from it?
Well, if you remember from the description, the town hall happens to be right outside of Monument Circle, which is home to several wells. Now, getting there yourself would take several turns, because you'd have to leave the building, run to the well, collect the water, come back.
But if we blow up one of the wells, it'll flood into the air.
If it's big enough.
I'm gonna check what spells I have.
So
are we trying ball? To, like, rally the townspeople to make, like, a fire brigade?
That's an option.
You can do this however you want. I'm telling you, there are spectators in danger. There is a fire spreading. How you want to handle that is up to the heroes.
Well, so a town that is in love with bureaucracy, like Breach Hill is, they have to have some sort of, like, fire brigade or plan in place. Like, they've talked about this at every council meeting for the last 15 years. Like,
Stevenson is like, it is a fire. If it happens, we gotta put it out. Who does that? And he complains about it every week.
Yeah, and then they're like, Old Man Stevenson, there hasn't been a fire in 50 years. It's like,
even one shows up.
Do we want to see if we can convince any of them to make well trips?
Well, let's worry about getting people away from the fire in the first place, because we've got a whole bunch of people who are just 10 feet from the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, like number 6 and number 3 there really need to go.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of which, who are those two?
They're just random townsfolk.
So, everyone takes a pause. No one wants to say, oh, so they don't matter. No, wow. They matter.
I'm pretty sure number 3 is Old Man Stevenson.
Shaking a finger, just, like, angrily at the fire.
He looks terrified yet vindicated.
Yeah.
I told them.
So, Nats, you're up first.
All right, so...
The fire has spread a little bit. It's getting closer, encroaching. And, yeah, if you wanted to form a water brigade or something, you would need bodies for that. But right now, there are just a bunch of spectators in danger. There's a fire raging nearby.
Do we know the extent of the fire, or do we just know what we see here?
This is what you see. This is all you know.
All right, can I make a persuasion check or some type of check to get people to start, like, form a line? Let's get some buckets and pass them back and forth kind of move.
Yeah, you think you could do that? First, you'd have to kind of escort people away. Like, as long as they're in the building, they can't make a bucket line.
Okay. So this person directly behind me.
Yeah, to do that, you basically will spend an activity on your turn. You will use all three of your actions, directing, picking them up, pushing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. In order to get rid of them.
Are they a good person for this? I know that we have a couple of people that are already named characters in here.
But, I mean,
but you don't know them, so maybe it doesn't matter.
Old Lady Helena? No, she's good. She's gone.
She's very important. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, is that why you watched out of Paladin School? You didn't care about the unnamed NPC? Yeah.
No, it's the...
Pardon me, what's your name? And then it's like, oh, sorry.
Not an NPC, you gotta go.
Did you add Old Man Stevenson to your list over there?
No, maybe I should.
I think so.
Kenny, should I write down Old Man Stevenson?
I wrote him down.
You can just write him as OMS.
If you want to work on your own, you can just work on your own. You could also try and coordinate with other PCs, save your actions, give them to them, and kind of try and command a larger swath of people.
I would like to do that. I would like to start coordinating an effort to at least, like, tell people, like, either get out or stick around. We're gonna, you know, like, I'll send Old Lady Helena out, but, you know, like... Like Joe, the blacksmith's brother-in-law, he can stick around and carry a bucket of water.
Yeah, he can handle the heat.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you want to spend your three actions?
Yes.
Sending out Old Lady Helena.
Yes.
And so you do that.
Cool. She runs to the door, throws it open.
Smoke starts billowing out into the town square.
Mm.
And you can hear sounds of confusion from out there. And a guard from outside is questioning her as soon as she runs out. Dream.
Okay. You said that the people that are closest to the fire right now are not people that we've like already covered, but do they look well-bodied and able to move on their own?
Yes.
Okay.
They need... I mean, everyone's kind of tripped up by the fallen benches.
Okay.
And that whole area is rough terrain.
I would like to move forward a bit closer to the fire to not really cut off their avenue of escape, but instead to try to turn them around, because there's space between where they're standing, and the wall that the fire hasn't spread into, and that might be a better way for them to get out than to run in front of everyone and cause even more of a mess getting through the middle alley or aisleway. So
do you want want to move, or do you want to try and command them to go away? Because convincing them to run is three actions, and that's your entire turn.
Really?
Yes.
Are they just going to stand there if I don't do that?
They're very frightened.
Oh, man.
Failed paladin school.
To answer the very poorly drawn question that Jeff just asked, no.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Single target effects will not be able to put out any fire. So if you have any area of effect, cold spells, you might be able to put out some fire.
Okay.
But the best way you can think of right now would be just buckets of water.
Okay, I have a question. So, as it's written, as a liberator, one of my champion reactions is to help people escape from danger. It's written, like, when an enemy attacks an ally or innocent person, you can reduce the damage, and then they get to step. Am I allowed to do that here?
No.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
In a second, I'm going to answer David's question.
Okay.
You think that if the townspeople take damage, they're going to die?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, my question is, Doreen and I, as residents of Breach Hill, probably know the majority of people in this room. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, knowing everybody specifically and knowing names, can we use that to our advantage in trying to coordinate the escape effort? I mean, obviously, these aren't strangers to us.
Narratively, yes.
Yeah. Can we combine? No. Can we wait? Can I, like, save my actions until Gwenog's turn? And then we combine our actions to, like you said, maybe influence a larger number of people?
You can do that.
Okay. I'd like to do that.
All right.
I'll save my actions and get ready. And basically, like, I don't want to tell her, like, hey, let's shout together. Like, I'm just narratively, like,
so you,
she hasn't figured it all out yet. She's at initiative 7, so.
You turn to Gwenog and you're like, Gwenog, we got to get these people out of here.
And Gwenog, it's your turn.
Yeah, we absolutely need to get these people out of here. So, you know, it encompassed our whole turn to get people out, but I think we're going to do the same thing. We're going to start directing people out. We're going to start yelling at people, you know, that we know, instructing them how to get out. The best way, you know, single file, don't trample everybody, let old man Stevenson go first, or have him stay because he's closer to death, whichever.
No, tell the people we know and like, actually, like, see us, like, grab someone's hand and go.
Don't leave your baby on the bench.
Oh, my gosh.
For doing it that way, the pair of you can select a total of 6 townspeople on the left side.
Wow, you feel dumb now.
Everything will be in my orientation because I am God.
Wow. You're so
mean. He's king.
You probably think this song is about you.
How about we take all the people who are in the front here? Like...
Yeah, so
the people closest to the fire.
632652, I think, is 6.
This collection?
Yeah. Yep, that is that cluster.
Alright, so you have this cluster of folks, and they rush out the door. You left some instructions that if the chance arises to form a bucket line, get Foreman.
By old man Stevenson.
Yes, he is ready. He's like, I've been practicing for 40 years.
The 3.5 minutes we spent together, I'll never forget.
And as you coordinate with these people, you all can hear this giggling coming from inside the fire. And busting out of the fire comes a tiny fire nugget. And it makes its way into council hall and poops out some fire. Just squats down and fire. That's how methods do it, David.
Could you describe this creature for the viewers at home?
Yeah, so a fire method is a small creature with bat-like wings, but a human-esque face, and it has bright red skin. And
this one in particular,
a demon.
This one in particular had a lot of Taco Bell earlier.
Can you describe the way that it poops fire, please?
Yeah, it squats down and goes, and you have fire.
Okay.
That's how it works.
That checks out.
Oh my goodness. And so that method's come in. He has done that. The five council members make their way down the dais and start...
They're off the dais.
Start instructing some of the non-placed spectators to leave. And you can kind of see them looking over at you guys as you've already taken kind of a position of authority there.
You must go. Amy, you too. Brett, you go.
And, you know, they keep, like, glancing over at the three of you questioningly.
Looks like Gwenog's getting a contract this year.
Gonna slam
Method.
Do you guys say anything to them, or do you just watch them stare at you?
Like, I figured that we're, like, all busy, like, trying to get people out, so I wasn't sure. We'll take care of that thing. Or, we'll take care of that thing.
It's okay, guys! We got this! You go!
Okay, so when you say that, they all nod, and Greta says,
Alright, we'll get out some of the attendees and take care of this.
And we then restart initiative, and it's the fire's turn. And so the fire has grown a bunch, and it makes its way into the benches.
I get a feeling that it spreads faster in the benches as opposed to the stone floor.
The whole building is made out of wood. This whole building is wood. So, you know, it's a giant... Tinder box.
If they would have made it out of stone, it
would have been very expensive.
You'd have had a lot more money.
Your uncle would be rich.
My uncle is rich.
Right, Nath? What do you want to do? This fire's burning. The council members are helping some people out.
Chill Touch has a range of. I see touch here.
It does. Yes.
I feel
doesn't that do neck?
I can remember casting that at range before. Is there like some kind of like added extra actions to it to do that, or did I just cheat?
Only if you took the feat to do so.
I don't think that I did.
The ranged spell.
Yes, you can use your feat. Extended to chill spell at range.
No, I didn't take any feats such as that.
Then no, there's no way for you to do that.
In that case.
And Chill Touch is a single target, and so a single target effect is not going to be particularly helpful.
Well, I mean, I was referring to the method itself.
Oh, well, I guess you could try and fight the method, yeah.
Yeah. Instead, then, I would like to move these off of the benches.
Okay.
So that way, I would like to spend my actions then to coordinate on getting additional people out of.
Okay, so you save your three actions to coordinate with another adventure?
Doreen, yes.
Doreen, you're up.
Okay, I will also do that coordination. Going on, do you want to just like spend it all, or do you want to just get in there? Because I mean, we'll be saving the entire left side if it's just me.
So sudden charge and strike the map of this turn if you guys think that's a more prudent decision. My only real thing here is this whole building is a ticking clock.
Yeah.
Because we're only going to be able to stay in here for so long, and I feel like if we don't kill the method,
like, we're just going to have more problems, like, with the next building he decides to arson. So I think I would like you guys to remove the sect people.
Okay.
And I will get right in there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then I will spend my actions and we'll, Doreen and Naz will get 6 more people out of there.
Alright, so there are only 5 on this side, so you have to be on the proper side.
Oh, okay, yeah, so we'll just get rid of the 5.
Rescue those number of people.
Yeah. Well, I would have been really mad at Kenny had we all coordinated our actions.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And only been able to get those 5 people.
I did mention the first time you did
you
it.
You did mention it, I just forgot.
Your
I would have been super mad.
I'm just always by default mad at Kenny.
That's fair.
And I'm going to use my reaction to save these people.
Why not?
All right, so I don't have a good view of the port. How many feet are between me and the front side of the meadow?
15.
Yeah.
20.
So I don't 20. Even need to sub.
Oh, the second diagonal is double.
Oh. Yeah. But that's still within my movement.
But you will
speed.
Need to draw a weapon.
So draw a
not armed.
That is true. So my first move, I'm so mad at myself.
And one of the people we sent out was your uncle with your axe. We should have got that first.
Yeah, we really should have.
Yeah.
As a reminder for everyone listening, Gwenog is specifically here in her apron with a hammer and chisel and not her armor and weapons.
Yeah, amazing. It's real dumb. It's what happens when you put thematic flavor over practicality.
And I will make you pay.
Yeah, for sure. Which do you think, what's a dagger?
The d4.
D4, so the hammer is still going to be more effective.
Probably.
Yeah.
At the d6.
The hammer will function as a light mace.
Cool. And I am...
Does that have agile?
I believe I am still proficient in that.
You are.
I'm going to pull out my hammer. It's fresh with stone dust on it. And I'll walk over to that method and, you know... Pretty good at hitting stuff with hammers. That's kind of my thing.
All right, you walk over and looks up and you're like, oh, what do we have here? A hero?
I like how this weapon has the same voice as the goblins.
Listen, I only have so many voices.
I can't say anything. Except I did.
This goblin, he doesn't know that it's my year. Like,
it's a method, not a goblin. You're not killing Marvel, please.
Listen, as long as I kill somebody this year, please.
Does she get a bonus because this is her year? Monthly event.
Is it your year?
Lo and behold, I have rolled my second natural one of the campaign. It is not my year.
I'm going to go with it's not your year. All right, so Dang. You swing your hammer Dang. And you miss. Now, you only had to... Well, no, that was 2 actions, right? You pulled your hammer out, strided over and attacked.
Yeah, that's my...
That's it. That's my set. Okay. You think you have drawn the ire of this method, however.
Cool.
As soon as you took its swing, it looks over you and does something.
It farts on you.
I have to cast incendiary because I now have 2 books in front of me. And the fire method will attack you with some claws. And it is going to attack you 3 times. So we'll start with that first one. That's going to be a 28 to hit against your unarmored AC.
Oh, that's a miss.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Yeah. How much damage won't I be taking?
Is that a crit, though? Is that a crit miss? I have to ask. Is it 10 above your unarmored AC?
All right, so
let me
ask for my calculation. It's 10. Do I still add my dex?
Yes.
So I'm proficient in being unarmored.
Yes, so that's another 3. 15?
Yeah, so I have a 15 AC.
So a 28 is going to be...
It's definitely not 10 above my unarmored AC.
It's definitely not.
13.
Definitely not.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is I'm not going to roll 2d6 and doubling his bonus.
Get on with it! Get on with it!
You better not die right now.
Hey, what was the name of the rival stoneworker?
I don't have that in front of me now, so I don't know.
It was arson.
Quintino.
Yes.
Quintino's like, yeah, kill her.
So you take 12 points of damage as you are critically struck by this
monster.
That's not a desirable amount of damage.
It is not. And it's going to attack you again. actually going to attack you two more times.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm just going to kill Grenock right here. This one's a 23. Not a crit.
However, is not a crit, yeah.
All right. It is, however, hit for 3 points of damage. That was nothing. Like, it's just a little scrap on spirits on that one. But it will attack you one more time. And it will miss on that last attack, though, so that's nice.
Quintino sounds very disappointed that that last attack didn't hit.
And at the end of this round, there's another explosion coming from the northern door. You could add 4 fire cubes on the dais.
Oh, no.
Where would you like those fire cubes?
On the dais.
On the dais?
On the dais.
Like this?
A 10 by 10, please.
Dang it.
Like right in front of the door?
Fine. I'm going to be really mad when nobody laughs at my dais joke. Because I've been laughing for a week and a half.
That's the fun thing about a podcast. We'll never know.
Yeah, we're laughing in our heads.
Yeah. We couldn't.
No. That's enough.
Look, please tweet at us or whatever we have at this point.
At Wanted Heroes.
But don't tell us whether you think that joke is
Wanted
funny.
Heroes?
Tell us everything else.
Yeah, Heroes Wanted was taken, and Heroes Wanted Podcast is too loud. You're at Wanted Heroes.
Oh, okay. You can just do Heroes Wanted Pod.
Yeah.
Well, too late for that.
You can change your Twitter handle.
Okay. Anyway.
Heroes Wanted PC. Okay. So at the start of this next turn, guess what, guys? The fire's going to spread.
Including the newly formed fire?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And if you could
just give me all the D6s.
If you could add 2 fire dots moving down the stairs, please, as if the stairs and carpet are highly flammable and that's where the fire wants to go. And, I think we're going to spread some more fire over here. And just a whole bunch of fire just spreading right into those benches.
He's trying to cut us off. He's going for the exit.
This fire is rather intelligent, it would seem.
Yes, it is. Not very wild at all. Naz, you are up.
Oh, so. How you doing over there?
Poorly.
Alright, so, I'm gonna go ahead and...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have to stop. At least. Math still checks out both ways.
No, even when you
count it.
Now I feel bad. Because I had specifically rearranged our miniatures so that Gwenog and I were together.
Well, that was nice, though.
So,
all these years and I had no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
How much healing will I do then?
You're going to do 1d6 plus your wisdom modifier. Or 1d8, sorry.
1d8.
1d8.
It says when it increases spells a range of 30 feet, the heal a living creature, increase the hit points restored by 8.
What? I don't know, that's for height when you cast the higher levels? Or no?
Yeah.
We're reviewing some rules right here.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah.
Wow, something new from playtest. Adding an extra action increases the range and healing.
Range.
I mean, you are spending extra action to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't add your wisdom modifier.
New heal
doesn't.
It says 1d8.
It says an additional.
The hit points are stored by 1d8.
Yeah.
By 8.
Yeah, so you don't do 1d8 plus your wisdom. You just do 1d8 on a touch. 2 actions, you do 1d8 plus 8, which is a lot of hit points.
It doesn't say wiz anymore? It
does not say wiz anymore.
This is increase it by 8.
No. In the main part, it doesn't.
You're not listening to what we're saying.
Okay, so it's just flat 2d8 for you, I guess.
Yeah. Either way, I'm only down 15 hit points.
Maximum of 2d8 is.
Yeah,
so. But it's 1d8 plus 8, right?
No, it's.
Yes.
1d8 plus
8. 1d8 plus 8.
Yeah. I thought it was just 2d8.
I get 8.
No, what?
I just misheard. That one.
Let's go with 9.
Nine hit points went on. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're feeling great.
We're a hot mess.
It's fine.
It is sweltering in here.
To die. And Doreen.
All right. I'm definitely going to... See, the issue is that fire is going to come kill all these people, but we can't save them because they just stand there until we do something with them.
They're very frightened.
Can I? Can I?
To leave them.
Can I spend three actions over several different turns yelling at them while I'm doing other stuff to get them to go? Like if I sacrifice an action one turn and then two actions the next, maybe?
I will allow it.
Yay! Okay, I'm going to spend one action yelling at them.
You must be on the same side of the route. I've only said this three times now.
So here's the thing. That central column is going to burn so fast. I think we all need to book it to the other side of the room anyway and be towards the door. Because I think as much as Gwenon wants to kill this demon, staying in here is going to result in imminent demise far more quickly than we thought.
Yeah.
I think we have to leave and try to take as many people we can with us.
Okay. That's actually a really fair assessment. I'm going to step. You said that the middle area is difficult terrain?
Just the colored tiles. The red carpet is not difficult terrain.
It is highly flammable, though.
This is... Okay.
Correct.
So I'm going
this
to...
one tile that I didn't have an extra...
Oh, that I wasn't paying attention to that. So I'm going to stride. So that'll be 5, 10...
The bench there was 15, actually broken last meeting.
25.
Yeah.
Because old man Stevenson's fire protocol just...
He was practicing all alone.
No one does, really does it, do I count as being on that side now?
Yes, you do.
Cool, because I'm not in the mess.
Your miniature is on the other half of the
cool
building.
I'm going to, then spend two of my actions trying to get them to start going out.
All right, you do so. And Gweno, first things first, you have started your turn next to fire. And that was not in my box. You take 6 points of fire damage.
Magic butt fire.
As the flame licks you. And that, it's not a good lick. It's a bad lick.
Mm. Unreal.
It's not like a...
Please stop describing the fire puppy that came from a butt.
Can we also specify that came off a d6?
It did. It was a d6 of fire damage that rolled a 6. All right. What do you do?
Listen, if you didn't like my character, you could have just told me. Like, I would have made a difference. I am going to leave.
Run away.
And, I'm going to run away.
Okay.
It's not my year.
Where would you like to go?
I am actually going to try to... You move me as close to Doreen as possible. I'm trying to get to the other side of the room.
Okay. So I'll be...
probably stride.
Hey, what's your movement speed?
25 feet.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Naz is in the way.
All right.
5. 1. Oh, no, that's another diagonal.
So that's a one, second. Two.
That's a different move.
It does matter, but the second... the first diagonal is 5. The second diagonal
but
is
I mean,
10.
On
the next first diagonal.
But on different move actions, though.
It's over your turn.
Okay.
Cool. At least that's how I'm going to rule it.
Yeah, that's I'm a jerk. Fine.
Attack.
3, 4, 5.
Okay, then, so that took you 2 actions to get over there.
I can use my third action to combine with Doreen's stored action to help get these people out of here.
Alright.
So we should be 1 action shy of actually removing some of these idiots.
Okay, that's how you want to reference them.
Well, they're standing in a flammable building.
Listen, they're very afraid.
You mean three actions to get 6 out? Because we just totaled 3.
Well, we
I spent
did,
2,
we did
I think.
It together.
To quote a great man, if you are flammable and have legs, you're never blocking a fire. These people should be there.
Well, they need that guidance. They need that guidance.
I don't have that spell.
All right.
I do.
On the Mephit's turn, it giggles wildly as you flee. And... poops out some more fire.
Yeah, it's really not like spreading the fire that much, actually.
And then it's the fire's turn.
Stop calling it like as a turn.
Oh no, it's a turn.
Does the fire have levels?
It does, actually. It has levels, it has an initiative modifier, and it's trying to kill you.
Oh.
So moving down the carpet.
Nice.
The Deus Fire rapidly approaches the heroes.
I thought you were going to be safe. Sorry.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm putting something relative to the number of fire tiles on them.
Oh, no.
Relative to the...
The more fire there is, the more it spreads.
Okay.
As fire is one.
Yep.
Oh, it's like by half. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's multiplying by one half each time.
Good thing we deal blackjack and know that math.
So does anyone have a this like area of effect ice spell? That'd be really helpful right now. Anyone? Anyone? Oh,
no. Do we have a wizard, a sorcerer?
Any
non-worthless casters?
Let me check. Worthless caster.
I'm sorry, Heal Daddy. Please keep me alive.
What are you at?
I have 10 remaining health points. Okay. 6 of which will be removed this next turn.
Most definitely.
Up to. May not be a 6. You don't know. And Naz, what do you want to do? This fire is rapidly approaching.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and move.
Oh no, you got to get that person out this turn.
Yeah.
So that was one action to move. One action is going to be to heal Gwenog. Just via range of touch.
That's just a D8?
So that's just a D8.
And the whiz, right?
No.
But it's an 8. It's an 8.
Hey, look at you. Boom. You got touched.
And then my remaining one action, can I complete the yelling at people action?
That would only remove one person.
Remove that person. One more action of comboing with them.
You need 4 more actions to get a combo.
I spend 2 actions?
She has 1 move action.
Oh, then you would need 3 actions to get a combo. Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, I'll use
could he just
to yell at this one person who is at risk of death.
Yeah, Ezekiel, get out of there.
Ezekiel.
Okay, so are we just, like, dropping the 3 and then you're putting 1 in, so we have 1 in the reservoir?
Well,
because you said before,
Gwenog
3...
did not want to spend the 3 at the time, I thought, so Gwenog wanted to...
Well, that
to
person
save.
Was about to die.
Yeah, that person was about to die.
Either way, so we're at that point where we may need to start talking about what is an acceptable NPC death toll.
Also, as a side note, smoke has been filling up this room, and it's actually getting rather hard to breathe. Just wanted to throw that out there as we move forward. Hey, Green, you're up.
Well, if you put one back in the pot, I'm going to spend 2 actions. To refill that, I'll use Lay on Hands on Gwenog. So you gain 6.
No, I would avoid doing that. I am actually quite okay at the moment.
Okay, I'll put 3 in the pot.
Yeah. I would also move towards the door, because that still counts as being on that side. So we're at the point where we need to think about self-preservation also.
Yeah, because it's going to spread. And then
so we can yell from the door. But we want to be away from the fire.
So
get your...
Are any of the people that we sent outside coming back with buckets?
A bucket line is forming, but it takes time.
Okay. I'm going to...
With Old Man Stevenson rallying them and having an established battle plan...
Doesn't he have expert-level proficiency in bucket brigades?
Yeah.
Perhaps if you had specifically instructed one of the council people to take over the bucket brigade, things would have gone a little better.
We sent Old Man Stevenson, who is clearly better prepared than the council...
Yeah, but no one actually listens to him. It was like the boy who cried wolf, except it was the old man who cried fire.
Once wolves are bearing down on me, I'm going to listen to that guy.
Okay.
Too late for that.
I think I'm going to put my full 3 in there so that you guys can have some actions to get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to burn next turn.
I don't care. I'll be okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you put boom, 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 3 actions.
So we've got 4
getting people away.
4 and in the palm.
Gwenog. Hey, Gwenog.
Do you want me to take my 6 damage now, or do you want to actually roll?
I'll roll it, and then you can take your 6 damage. It's only 3. What better?
Wonderful.
It's like half of that.
You saved on your reflex. Save. Yeah, totally.
The fire has diminishing return.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, that wasn't poop fire, so poop fire maybe is more.
I like how it's not a creature, so I can't use my champion's reaction
moving on
to help you.
So we have 4 in the pot. Do we need six in the pot?
Six in the pot.
To remove six?
To remove six.
So I get 2, 4, 6, 10, 11. If we put 9 in the pot, how many would we get?
You would get 6 plus 1.
Seems wasteful.
You trade packs of 6.
Trade packs of 6. So we would need 12. So we might as well just get 6 out and then get another 6 out. So there's 4 in the pot, which is the perfect number. So I will use 2, to get Noel, Jesper, Richard, Eric, Monica, and Anna out. And then I will move 25 feet towards the door, because I am not as brave as I thought I was.
What a coward.
Listen, fleeing. Nope.
She's ushering them out.
Yes.
For the record.
It's not her year.
It's not my year. I just want to go back and cut stone.
The Mephit just giggles wildly. More fire. And at the end of this turn, hey everybody, a bucket appears.
Oh, what?
On your turn, you can spend an action to take the bucket, and then spend an action to throw the water on any 4 connected fire spaces.
Do you have to be next to them?
You do. You have to be adjacent to at least one of the spaces you are quenching.
Can Gwenog use her sudden charge to be able to to do that? Yeah.
You cannot use sudden charge for this. However, a bucket will be made available at the start of every PC's turn. So if you want a bucket, you can have a bucket. And
you actually might be able to save this.
On that note,
math-wise, maybe not.
I'm going to spread some fire.
Let's see how much he puts down. Because if he puts down 12, then it's just impossible.
Important mechanical question. Once the fire has already burned a section, is it still considered flammable once doused and reignited? So for purposes of fire spreading after we've started to throw water down?
Can we move other places first?
Okay.
But does it still move at the 3-2 rate that it's been?
Can we douse?
Can we splash areas but that haven't been touched by fire yet?
To cut off fire.
No, that would not be effective.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard.
So I'm going to spread 4 fire blocks. I'm just going to take this from back here because I ran out of thing. And it's going to go right on, looks like Naz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so some fire just spreads right under Naz's feet, the carpet just alight. And it will be Naz's turn, which means you are standing in fire.
You take more damage.
So, would you like to make me a reflex saving throw?
I would love to.
Cool. DC 17.
Reflex?
Oof.
What I rolled, I was going to tell Kenny I was there.
That's actually pretty good.
17.
All right.
Yeah. 17.
High five.
You take 6 points of damage after that.
Okay. Half,
and you are still standing in the fire.
I'm going to move out of the fire. Over there, and then my other 2 actions, can I add some fire?
That was very interesting for our listeners when you just stopped talking and didn't say anything.
You're just going to cut those out in post, right?
Yeah, you cut that
every
out.
Single episode.
You just add in, I'm moving.
I'm moving.
And it's a terrible Naz voice.
Listen, you think this is the first time Naz has had to walk through flames?
Yeah, fools. We do that all the time. I would like to use my remaining 2 actions to fire ointment. Or should I grab the bucket? Wait. No, I wouldn't be able to move back.
You'll have it for later. Okay. But I feel like we should
What's your hit point situation?
I have 11. I'm decent. Because I wouldn't be able to move all the way back and douse fire this turn. I might as well drop 2 into the saving these last group of people. And then we save you. Doreen runs. We save those people. And then, we don't even have to save this building at this point.
Well, so if you drop 2, Doreen drops 2,
mm-hmm.
and then moves,
mm-hmm.
then we'll all be in bucket formation.
Yeah.
And then I can use the remaining 2 to get the last 5 people out. And then none of us will be in imminent fire danger.
I like it. Let's do that. I will go ahead and bucket. Or not bucket, I will
yell at people.
Yell at people.
Okay. So you start barking some orders.
Yes.
Doreen, you here to be next to some fire, then?
I certainly am.
Well, that's nice. You take 5 points of fire damage?
Okay.
Is that after his flame-resistant breastplate, or...
It is, because that flame-resistant breastplate has a fire-resist zero.
That doesn't turn on until, like, level 8, 9 or something.
Yeah, it's a level-restricted item, so you know, you can wear it, but you can't use
fire-resistant. Okay. It's just bad.
That's... Okay. I think that it would be in my best interest to also move. I mean, we're going to need to start doing the little bucket wagon amongst ourselves, too. So I'm going to move back towards the door and spend two of my actions yelling to get people out.
Okay.
Actually, I wonder if I'm... That's on the wrong side, isn't it?
It is on the wrong side.
Okay. Well, how about, actually, I spend my two actions first and then move.
Okay.
Oh.
You didn't see that one coming.
Kenny's so mad right now.
Look at him. Yes, everyone listening, look at him.
Yeah, look at how angry he is with your eyes, not your ears.
That's sweet.
He's like a puppy that doesn't even know he did anything bad.
Yeah, we'll tweet a picture of how mad Kenny is.
Isn't that supposed to be me?
I don't know. All right, Gwenog, what would you like to do? There are 4 banked actions right now.
Yeah. I'm going to take 2 to get the remaining people out while simultaneously taking your picture for social media.
Okay.
I feel
very immediate.
Can we remove Edward, Gary, Michael, Susan, and what was her name? Wendy?
I think it was Elizabeth.
No, it was definitely...
How would Naz know?
Look.
Didn't you just get here?
I chatted
I know
with
every
people.
Single one of these townspeople.
I talked.
Listen, they were here when they decided to build the council house out of wood.
My social interactions with most of these people, I've been in drunken supers before, so
I'm glad
that you're taking an initiative here.
Cool. So I have 1 remaining action.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I close enough to bucket to pick it up?
You are not close enough to bucket.
Do we get more buckets?
There are now infinite number of buckets.
Infinite buckets.
Because they are just constantly bringing in, waiting for you to take the bucket.
Don't kick it. I will move next to the bucket in preparation for bucket picking.
All right. You do so?
Or a downright tangle?
Every single one.
Okay.
The
fire method
giggles wildly, moves over, and... some more fire. And... Ooh. Fire's turn. All right. I am completely out of tokens because this... fire spread way faster than I anticipated.
Can I just, like, cover up areas already been?
It's pretty much going to move all the way down the carpet.
That seems suspect.
How many fire tokens were
there? There were 6.
10, 11, 12, so it can move 6
spaces are between everybody and the fire? Yeah, that many.
Yeah. And, yeah, it can move all the way. It just can. And, yeah, fire rapidly approaches you.
Yeah, that's all the tokens we got.
That's it.
Yes.
I will go ahead and grab a bucket.
And grab a bucket.
1, 2 spaces, and I will knock out these 4 fire spaces.
Right.
Does that sound good?
You douse some fire.
Boom.
As soon as you throw...
Sweeping on.
Actually, at the start of your turn.
Yes.
First, you have to take some smoke damage.
What?
It is now smoke damage time. Part of your turn, you take 4 smoke inhalation damage. Now, just being in this burning down building has gotten extremely dangerous.
I'm feeling like...
How much do we care about this
building? We don't care about this building that much.
So if you would like to change your action, you can.
I feel like we should just get out of this building at this point, because we're going to take more damage than we can weather trying to put this place out. So I'm going to say, Naz chokes on that smoke, looks at the two of you. It's just like, we should leave this building to burn. There's nothing to be gained.
We did save all the people! The people!
Yes, especially that one Wendy, I believe her name was. I spoke with her.
I believe her name was Elizabeth?
No. Wendy. I spoke with her. I'm good with names. And then Naz walks out the door.
Naz.
She would definitely go find somebody named Wendy to claim that was her the whole time.
Naz flees.
I mean, it's not a fleeing, it's more of a confidently striding.
Yeah, cowardly. You know, Leaving the building, yeah.
Yes.
You know, if you're outside the building, you start your turn outside, and then you have a bucket in hand, you can move in, dump, and then walk back out.
Yeah. I walk out, breathe deeply, hold my breath, come back.
Oh, yeah, can't we? We can hold our breath.
That's a mechanic in the book.
This is in the book.
Yeah. Let me find that. Everybody look at Kenny. He's so angry. Listeners.
If you take any actions to deal with the smoke and smoke inhalation, it will automatically reduce the damage by half. And you only take the damage if you start your turn inside the building. So you are correct. If you go outside and end your turn outside and come back in, you won't take the smoke inhalation damage.
So Naz walks outside and there's a old woman wearing a babushka. And he requisitions said babushka and ties it around his face. In case we go back in.
Alright, you do that. That will reduce all damage from smoke inhalation by half.
This is a pretty nice babushka. It might be 3/4. I'll check the book.
Okay, you can check the book for that. And Doreen.
Oh, sorry, I was just about to... Okay. Do I take damage?
Yeah, you will take D6 smoke.
Wonderful question.
Take 1 points of smoke.
1 point.
Okay.
I am next to a bucket, so I'm going to grab that.
Okay.
And do what Naz was going to do. Just walk up and then splash some water on the carpet in front of us that's already gotten torched.
You do so.
Yeah, that was 3 actions, so...
Yeah, take a bucket, move, and throw a bucket. Gwenog. Well, so now you see, as soon as you splash water on the bucket, the method looks over at you angrily.
Oh, yeah, I figured. He's going to get one, too.
So are we trying to save this building, then, or...
I want to see
how much we can actually... Or do we just want to kill the method, and then...
I think getting deeper in there, because the method is in difficult terrain right now. Fire is spreading. You're not wearing a babushka of any kind, so it's risky. If anything, let's lead the method towards us.
I specifically, and I bring this up because it's the same reason I don't have armor. If you think back to the last episode, I specifically mentioned wearing a bandana.
That's true.
You are wearing a bandana. You could spend an action to tie it around your face.
Bandana, a poor man's babushka.
I will spend an action to... fix my poor man's babushka in the, you know, train robbery fashion.
You do. You slide it over your mouth and you will take half damage. I mean, you still take full damage on this first turn. You know, 5 points of smoke inhalation.
Why do you roll D6s so well against me?
Because
Gwenog must die.
I don't know why the town hates me so much. Is it because I'm a happy?
Probably because you're a happy.
Gross.
And you have 2 more actions?
Where are you at now?
I have 10 remaining hit points.
Okay.
So I will grab that bucket, and I will move up. Okay. What's the matter, Doreen?
I'm just worried that Kenny's going to do something like, okay, but since a fire has been cut off on the rug, it will spread into the areas around you, and then immediately like make you take damage in the next turn, and then also smoke damage.
So do we want to keep going in here, or do we want to just leave?
I'm gonna feel really
dumb if we burn to death in the second episode.
Okay, how about this, Kenny? Did you?
We should die in the
question. Did you just not spread the fire on the left side of the room because you didn't have enough pieces?
Yes.
Okay. It is impossible for us to put out this fire with just the 3 of us. David, so let's run.
You are fired from the podcast.
Again.
Stop reminding Kenny. Oh, did you check damage? Oh, did you spread that fire?
Kenny, you didn't assign homework last night, and I think we were supposed to have a pop quiz today. I don't remember.
All right, so
I'm a paladin.
I'm gonna retcon those. This is why you failed paladin school. I'm gonna retcon that decision, and I'm simply going to leave.
I let evil spread.
Alright. Gwenog has left the building. The method.
Shut my ear, guys!
The method can fly. So it will flap its wings and avoid some difficult terrain here.
Oh.
Could someone count how far the method is away from
the
need to take 2 actions to get to you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
Yeah. So it will fly. Can spend two actions flying over to Doreen.
Yeah.
And then it will slash you, trying to kill you. With a 23 to hit.
Seriously? Okay. Yeah, that's a hit.
You sound very upset.
I mean, you just never rolled low. I don't
know. Yeah, well, I seem to have rolled a.
You take 8 points of damage.
Eight.
0, 8.
And he's gonna poop a fire right next to you. So
no.
You're gonna take fire.
He's out of. He's out of actions.
The fire will now spread into the right part of the town hall, and the left side fire will basically consume all of the benches.
Gotcha.
The benches are fully ablaze.
Where specifically did you want
to
put
these? I think that corner space next to Doreen looks
nice.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
That's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
I'm at 7.
And
at least you can't die from the fire.
The average of 2d6
is what?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about 7. I forgot about the smoke.
So Naz, looking through the door without re-entering, despite his hermetically sealed babushka, I will cast with two actions, a 30-foot range, d8 plus 8, healing at Doreen.
I love you.
15.
Ooh, nice.
I'm at max.
Actually, just go with one away from max, because I told you I wasn't going to heal that one that you took because you reminded me.
I think I'll keep it. It's mine now. I've been heroically invigorated.
It is your turn. So you're going to take some smoke. You're going to take some fire.
Okay.
Take 7 points of damage.
Gotcha. That's what I was at.
And what do you do? Got this method on you. You got this fire spreading all around you. Your friends have abandoned you.
That's not accurate.
We're right outside the door.
They have left you high and dry.
Spells to
listen,
save
I'm going
to
run in with a bucket and douse the method.
They close the doors. You are sealed inside this burning building.
I'm going
to look back and see Naz waving an additional babushka, ready to give it to you. And he's just like, "We've got you one as well. Come."
That was actually Ragnar's blowing.
In response to its clawing at me, I'm going to draw my short sword and try to make one attack against it before I flee.
Okay.
Let's see. That would be a 22 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. For just 6 damage.
Right, you hit it for 6 damage. It, lets out a yelp. And what do you do?
Okay, I'm going to stride out of the building.
Right. Now, is your intention as a group to be done? Are you done?
I want to goad it out towards us.
I was planning on taking a turn.
Or at least stay nearby, and then I can move in, attack it. And
yes.
I would like to take an action inside the building.
Okay. Right on, you can go then.
She pulled this shit up last turn.
That is true. I bandana.
Yeah.
I don't need you sticking to me.
You Ben-bush-ged.
Ben-bush-ged?
Ben-bush-ged, yes.
It's
the official term.
I'm going to try something that may or may not work. I'm going to grab a bucket of water.
Okay, so you have a bucket in one hand, a hammer in the other.
Correct.
Is it actually made out of fire, the method?
Yeah, so
I know it is a physical creature, but it does have fire around it.
I will move in, toss the bucket on the method.
All right, that does nothing.
It was worth a shot.
It looks up at you and hisses like, "Hey, why would you do that?"
Listen, I'm going to die like I lived, like an idiot.
All right.
Man.
It's the Mephit's turn.
You should have sudden charged. Smacked that boy and walked out.
Yeah, I guess it's going to attack Gwenog.
Three times.
Oh,
guess what? I'm not next to you, so I can't help you.
Yeah.
Hey, Naz, you still got any of them heals left?
Naz is looking at his watch, like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm looking at a 15 on this one, but
that does hit.
Exactly,
you're still a hit, because you are unarmored.
Correct.
You're going to take a total of 3 points of damage. The second attack is at, we're going to call that a natural 20. Does a natural 20 hit?
It does.
Just to make sure, a 24 does hit your AC.
Correct.
So that is a...
let's drop the pretenses.
A critical
Come on,
hit.
Guys.
and which is critical hit, you will take 12 points of damage.
I am down.
So Gwenog falls unconscious, and the method just laughs and laughs and
poops fire all over.
At this point, the benches are fully consumed by the fire. Things are bad. Gwenog is at dying one. Naz, what do you want to do?
Yeah, just shoot some heals in and hope I make it out.
I could go in, pick you up, and drag you out.
Is that also a thing you could do?
Or should I? Your second stride would be at half, because...
Should I?
How many bolts are you?
How about this?
A lot of bolts.
I throw a heal in there at range, and Doreen pulls you out.
Fair. That's fair. Perfectly acceptable.
Alright, so I look at Doreen, hand him the spare babushka, and say, you go and get her. I will save her. Bring her back up. 15 health.
Ooh, 15 hit points.
Oh, nice.
Means nothing if I don't keep getting crit on him.
Also true, that method may just kill you if you stay in
there. It might, but Doreen, wielding a babushka.
Doreen, you are up.
Since Gwenog has HP, does that mean that she is conscious?
She is conscious. Her chisel, or her hammer has fallen to the floor, though.
Okay.
Might use your favorite hammer.
So, since she's on the ground, her bulk is technically halved for the purposes of dragging.
Yeah. And you're still going to be moving at half speed. It's gonna put you over your encumbrance.
But
realistically, I should be able to get myself
I don't remember
out.
How many bolts it is.
It's one action to stand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I was wearing my other character.
And then I can just leave.
Yeah. You will. It's gonna, you will take some fire and smoke damage, but that shouldn't be able to kill
but
you.
But that, even at 12, that can't put me down. Because I'm next in the initial order. So you actually don't need to come in. I can come in and I can run out.
You're next. You're before... them?
Yes.
Here's what we do, Doreen. You go in there and get her, bring her out, and she'll run in again and try to attack this method again.
I'm gonna just draw my sling and shoot the method.
Okay. You do so.
That's a good idea.
Make that sling roll.
Nice. 21.
That will be a hit.
Okay. And then 3 damage.
Okay, you hit it for 3 damage. It is still up.
I'm gonna shoot it one last time. At a
minus.
Yeah, I miss.
And it's Gwenog, you are conscious, but prone.
Yeah, so I stand.
Right, you stand.
I grab
it taunts you.
I grab my favorite hammer.
Grab your favorite hammer.
And I will exit the building.
And you leave.
You didn't want to punch it and then move?
Was the bar
you needed the hammer?
The door and says, no one go back in there. You fools.
Alright, is your intention now to let the building burn?
Yeah, I say we disco inferno this thing.
Let the building burn. We shall eat its heart later.
Burn, baby, burn.
All right. So you all leave the building. Slowly is consumed by fire as just crowds of people watch. And Greta comes up. She's wiping soot from her face.
I blame AZ.
She looks.
Well, where'd she go?
She looks around, she's hugging some of the townsfolk next to her, while others are warily clapping her on the back for her help in saving their lives.
Does anyone that who look injured,
can I do my thing?
Sorry.
You know, do my thing?
Yeah.
As a GM?
You
know? Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
And she looks at all of you. What manner of madness just happened? This no accident. Did any of you see anything? And one of the guards who was stationed outside before the fire raises his hand.
I, says the uniform man. The clerks saw everything. It was Calmont, that cad of a bookseller's apprentice. He lit the fires in the hall next to the chamber. He also set that fire monster loose on the crowd.
A second guard shouts assent.
Indeed! A steely woman replies. And witnesses outside the building saw Calmont run toward Hell Knight Hill.
A surprised and worried wave ripples through the crowd at this information, including Warble's distinct voice.
The Citadel! My bumble brushers!
Greta raises her hand authoritatively and the crowd calms immediately.
Friends, we'll get to the bottom of this. But we can't do it alone. Where are the heroes who were in attendance today? Hero, are you willing to investigate Hell Knight Hill?
There's no one else to do it. It's down to us.
Maybe we should take on this burden.
It's your time, Gwenaug.
Are you sure it's my time?
Gwenaug, it's your time. Also, I lay on hands, Gwenaug.
You hear from the crowd.
What are you waiting for? You dolt, this is what you wanted, isn't it? And it's Uncle Rorsk. He's like waving from the back.
Yeah, you're right. I will go to Hell Knight Hill.
We're just like, celebrating like, in front of
off
the...
forgetting her armor and axe again.
We're just celebrating right in front of this building that's like starting to creak and moan as like...
Yeah, guards are starting to like push you all away. And...
First, I gotta go talk to my mom.
Alright, and that's what we'll call it today. Next session we'll pick up with investigating Hell Knight Hill. Thank you for playing with us today, guys.
Thank you.
Hope you all had a lot of fun and, well, the building burned.
Yeah.
But
we spent a lot of time trying to deal with that.
Yes.
Terrible.
So if you command the council members to help form the bucket line, you can actually get it formed on the next turn. You can also recruit the guards from outside to fight the Mephit for you, so it will spread less fire. And basically, by the second turn, you can have buckets formed, which makes it a lot easier to deal with the fire. Once you get to the fourth or fifth turn, you didn't have your buckets until the fourth turn. It's really hard to deal with the fire at that point.
Yeah, we were
just so massive.
We were pretty much mathematically eliminated at that point.
Hey, silver lining. When they rebuild...
Stone, you're right.
They can make it out of stone.
Yeah, but they're going to buy it all from Quintino.
Oh, that's true.
He is on
your
the
uncle's going to go out of business.
Listen.
Then he'll do all the other business. He'll do all the other stone work.
Well, on the bright side, you are given some things to help you on your journey. So Greta has pulled you aside, and for saving all of the spectators, you receive 100 experience.
Ooh.
To get to the next level, you always need 1,000 experience. So right now, you are 100 of 1,000.
So how much was it if we also protected the building?
If you doused the fire, you would have received an additional 30.
Okay.
Oh, that's not enough for me to...
Wow.
The onus is to, you know, protect
save the people.
More than the building. But
hey,
if you manage to save the building, you can still get a fair chunk of experience.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
But,
yeah.
Greta will also give the party 2 minor healing potions to help them on Hell Knight Hill.
All right, everybody writes that down. Then we have 6.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you that if you take up the contract, she will pay you 10 gold for contacting the Bumble Brashers to find out what's going on, and 10 gold for tracking down Calmont and bringing him back alive.
How much for dead?
Nothing for dead.
Yeah, we're not that kind of party. Naz.
Your heroes, Naz.
I'm not familiar with this term.
Heroes?
Does it
heroes.
Not translate into, what, Osiri?
We don't have a word for that in our language.
Mm-hmm.
At least my tribe.
All right, and...
We have 2 words, strong and weak.
Next week, we investigate Hell Knight Hill. Have a good night.
So how much was it if we also protected the build?
If you doused the fire, you would have received an additional 30.
Okay. Oh, that's not enough for me to...
Wow.
The onus is to, you know,
save the people
more than the building. But hey, if you manage to save the building, you can still get a fair chunk of experience.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
But Greta will also give the party 2 minor healing potions to help them.
Everybody writes that down. 6.
pick up the contract. She will pay you 10 gold for contacting the Bumble Brashers to find out what's going on, and 10 gold for tracking down Calmont and bringing him back alive.
How much for dead?
Nothing for dead.
Yeah, we're not that kind of party, Naz.
You're hero. Heroes, Naz.
I'm not familiar with this term.
Heroes?
Does it not translate into, what, Osiri?
We don't have